Today is April 16th. It is the birthday of Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy. He turns 70 years old today, and the Rangers manager joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, Skip. Happy birthday.
Well, good morning, you guys. It's good to be talking to you. It's a big one for me, and I appreciate y'all calling.
Yeah, the big 7-0.
It is. It's a big 7-0, and that's quite an accomplishment for me. It goes in the past five generations. No man in my family has ever lived over 48 years because every one of them worked 19 hours a day and never talked about their emotions and cope with their stress by hiding a flask of whiskey in every toilet tank, tool chest, and into coffee can within a 2-square-mile radius. So for me to be 70, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And our team is real happy for my chronological success. And I know Tyler Miley was real good last night, and yep, he throwing the ball well, so he's very happy about my 70 years. And, you know, Jacob and Nate, I mean, they're great pitchers, too. They've been a little wobbly, but if Jacob remembers the keys to his game, just keeping the focus and don't let the game speed up and keep going with his game plan.
Right.
You know, he does that about as well as anybody on our staff, and he showed it time and time again. Obviously, he's just a guy with the ability to make a big pitch when he has to, and other things that just sound like every other thing I've ever said about anyone else. So. And we're struggling at the plate, and we know that. I mean, why I got hurt, and it hurt to have him out of the lineup, and Marcus, you know, he's in a slump, but he'll turn it around. He's a veteran, and yeah. Jonah is starting to hit well, and all that's because of my reassuring but emotionally reserved presence in the clubhouse and the way I lead these men by withholding my love and affection. That's a key part of it.
Okay. Well, you know what you're doing, and I assume they see you as a grandfatherly presence in the clubhouse.
They do, George. They do.
Great.
And, you know, I appear grandfatherly because I got the voice that kind of sounds like leather and gun violence made love. And I talk with a certain weary resignation, and, you know, I kind of walk like a guy who got thrown off a horse while hunting down a man who wronged his mama.
You do. You sure do.
But these guys, these young guys, they don't need me to achieve greatness, you know. They just need to get hits with runners in scoring positions. Just need to keep going, grinding through this thing. It's a good pitching staff. We got hitters that just need their bats to wake up. And I need to install a transmission in a Chevy Chevelle that I bought off of Bring a Trailer for $2,300 just as a little late birthday gift to myself since she ain't talking to me after I ruined her bedspread by resting a crankcase on there without wiping it down first.
Oh, gosh. Well, do you have any big party plans for today?
Craig, I don't. I'm not big into parties and that kind of thing. I just kind of want to be by myself and wander off into the distance and kind of look at the windswept plains while nursing some tequila and singing old Mexican songs and remembering the senorita that took my virginity back in a time when it was common to give it to a whore.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Well, that's what you call them when you pay them, you know, to do their thing for you.
Well, right. Yeah, right. That's just kind of jarring.
It's just a different time, you know. We all
yeah, well, you're 70. Playing.
You're from the old West, apparently.
We're from the old West. That's exactly right. So, you know, let's just keep that in mind when we hear me use the word whore.
Oh, right. Gosh, we will.
I appreciate y'all calling. I got to get on out of here and everything and just kind of sharpen up my straight razor, because I still shave with a straight razor, but only once a week, so I can always kind of keep that look, you know, of a guy who came home from Vietnam to a world he no longer understood or cared enough to accept him back.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, all that to say, happy birthday.
That's right, and I appreciate it now.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes the Skip himself, Bruce Bochy.